Can I ask, this morning in the schools we visited, when we were speaking to pupils, they could talk readily and openly about things such as safer and secure behaviour online, acceptable use policy, and they were also keen to the idea that it didn't really matter what device you were using, it was what you did. And one P5 people talked about the fact, I mean, I spoke to a number of pupils, but this P5 talked about the fact that it's more important that if I'm using the internet, I've got to be thinking about bigger things such as, is the information I'm reading correct? And how can I check to see if it is? Do you think this kind of, well, what seemed to be coming from the schools you visited this morning is partly because of the procedures you put in place to get schools on board with the AAL to get their channels switched on in their schools, with all the pre-work that you did in preparation?
I think the pre-work they did. I mean, it's about them having the conversations. That comes out of talking. All we ask them to do is to talk to each other, come up with a strategy, decide what is going to work for your school. Within what John's just described to you is the fundamental core belief of what it's going to look like. It's got to be about pupil devices, it's got to be, but they have to talk to each other. The staff have to have the confidence to have the fear, to talk through that fear, to talk to the children, have the children convince the staff, if you like, convince, everybody needs to convince each other that actually it's not too scary. What does it mean? And I think for a lot of teachers, the biggest shock is just how well the children do understand the responsibilities, and children can be challenged to think about these bigger pictures, and because it's that every day, the children can have the discussion about how do we know this is accurate, how do we know, they have to be talking through these things, and I think you have to go through that process of having the conversations. It's all about just talking and talking and talking and talking. They will come back to answer the questions themselves. I think absolutely it's part of the process.
It is also, that is then anywhere, anytime learning, mm-hmm. because what we're actually then doing is equipping our children to be able to be effective in their use of the technologies that they use in McDonald's, as described, at home, for their future, for their future learning, for their future work and employability skills. So I think that internet literacy is an absolute key component of what will determine the differentials between those that are in valued employment and wealth generation opportunities and those that are not. And if we don't make that break where we empower them to understand the issues that are surrounding that and to be effective within that environment, we are making a big mistake to think that somehow in the world economy where these activities are commonplace outside the Scottish arena, that our controlling and constraining environment is going to be valued in any particular way in the big scheme of things when we go further forward to the future that these children, you saw P5, but we're talking about all our mm-hmm. children. And for me, that's another biggie, and I really got to say that, and it is maybe just me having to get offloading on things. But we're doing this potentially for every pupil in every school in West Lothian. We're not doing this for one year group in one school to sort of showcase what we can achieve, but we have no model for it being scalable and sustainable. This is a sustainable, scalable model that will take a long time to get fully embedded, but also has the potential to be extended to a future that we don't know exactly what that will be.